Jaguars back to work Wednesday. The Jags and the Ravens coming up in Week 10, Sunday on the Inner Harbor of Baltimore. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shadrick with you. Jaguars back to work on Wednesday afternoon. And a lot of talk about the Jaguars' offense today and the turnovers last week, of course. But a lot of good things to build upon in that Jets game. And it starts with the Allen brothers. Allen Hurns and Allen Robinson are the third wide receiver duo since the merger to record over 600 yards and 6-plus touchdowns in the first 8 games. But at some point, the Allens need another weapon to balance things out, like tight end Julius Thomas. Now, he had a big game week 6 against Houston with 7 catches, but the last couple of weeks, only 1 and 3 catches, respectively. And trying to find a rhythm in the offense takes time on the field.
You want to give him the ball as much as possible because he's obviously a playmaker. So we'll continue to build that trust and chemistry, continue to get him involved in the game plan and in the offense and production. Hasn't been as involved, I'm sure, as we wanted him to. So we'll continue to build that. And, a big part of it is us, still getting on the same page.
Every week we have a job to do. And we had to be honest with ourselves at the end of that week. How do we do? What do we need to improve on? What are we working with? And that's something that we're going to have to continue to do better. Is find ways to make the right plays at the right time.
Now, another weapon the Jaguars hope to see on the field this Sunday is wide receiver Marquise Lee, who has missed the last 5 games with a hamstring injury. And when healthy, he has the speed to take the top off the defense. Lee's confident he can bring another dimension to the Jaguars' attack.
Through this part and how I feel right now, I feel like I'm able to go. I told you like last week, I felt like I was able to go, but then again, it's not up to me. everybody felt like they're able to go when they come back, but then again, you still got to go write the protocols that the trainer and the coaches want to take, I just got to sit back and wait.
A few notes from Wednesday. We mentioned Hurns. He suffered a foot injury on the last play of the Jets game. No boot today, but no practice today either. Linebacker Dan Scuda held out of practice with a groin injury. And the road losing skid has grown to 13 games. They'll try to snap it again this week. 4 of the next 5 games are at home after this Sunday. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. We start with offense talk again. It was big talk today, John. Marquise Lee, what do you think?
Well, it's at the point now with Marquise where he clearly believes he can go. He's clearly ready. And it's sort of the same story as the last few weeks. He's waiting to get cleared, waiting on the trainers and the coaches to say, yes, you're ready. It's clear talking to him, he has believed he's ready for a long time. And now Gus today said he's hopeful for next week. We'll see what he says later. So it's just so iffy with Marquise. Yeah. But you do feel like there's maybe a few fewer Fs in that iffy. Iffy before, maybe just iffy now.
Okay. Well, he's got a couple receivers around him making plays, too. That'll motivate you in a hurry. Julius Thomas, the last couple of weeks has not been a big factor in this offense.
Right.
But to help this offense, he needs to be.
Well, he does need to be, and he spoke to the media today, which he hasn't spoken in a couple of weeks on these topics. Chemistry is the big thing between he and Blake Bortles. He realizes it's not there yet. He knows it has to get there, and it's really just a process. He had a lot of time off because of his hand early in the season and during training camp, and you just get the feeling from talking to him, like he feels like it's close. He knows it's going to get there. He hears all the other stuff that people are saying, hey, hasn't been as productive as you wanted. What's going on? He's a professional. He's seen this before. He feels like it's going to be close. And it's clear that both of those guys, Bortles and Julius Thomas, believe that it's going to come together for them sooner rather than later. So we'll see, because they need him.
We'll use your word, if Julius is back and they have chemistry, and if Marquise Lee is back, that means the Jags offense is in great shape. They have all the starters that they have in the skill positions. With a schedule coming up that's pretty favorable, if they get things done, then they're right there in the thick of it.
We always say if, and it's followed by a then, right?
That's right.
If they're healthy, then suddenly you see what they had as the vision for this offense. And more than that, you have a couple of guys who give them things that Hurns and Robinson don't give them. You've got Marquise, who can score from anywhere on the field at any time, and he can create, and he can do things that you don't expect even great football players to do. He's that kind of talent. With Julius, you would have that 8 to 12-yard reception guy who can be a safety valve, who can be that sort of thing. Robinson and Hurns have been incredible in terms of their ability to get big, big catches. That's there. third downs, which has been sort of their bugaboo, you have to think that Marquise Lee and Julius Thomas would be huge in that area. So you would get the vision for what they think this offense can do.
Get your crab mallet ready.
I'm ready for some crab.
Jaguars, yes you are. Jaguars Ravens coming up at M&T Bank Stadium this Sunday. Jags are back in the practice field tomorrow. All the post-practice coverage right here. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.